Blog Talk Radio.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news.
Now, I appreciate smart. But you gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
Right about now, I know y'all digging this, so just turn up your radio wherever you at. We about to bring it.
Thanks a lot for joining me here on the Game Strong Sports Talk Show, another Monday night.
All right, everybody.
This cat can ball, man.
Wanna play games? Okay. How can I win?
Game Strong. We here, and we're here to go ahead, impact communities, and impact lives.
I'm too strong. I'm too strong.
Running the table tonight.
Guys, welcome back, everybody, to the Game Strong Sports Talk Show. It's me, your host, Big Trey.
I'm too strong.
See, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
If you got questions, or you just want to give me a shout out, I'll send them love.
You want to play a game? Okay. How can I win
it? You the latest in sports, the hottest sports people out there in your city, in your area, or local.
I'm too strong.
What?
I'm too strong.
I'm
too strong.
Too
strong.
Hey, 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 once again, Game Strong family, this is your host, Trey D. Welcome to another wonderful Monday night. I know a lot of y'all has been watching the March Madness, and I know a lot of you guys are frustrated that your brackets are all messed up, not messed up, all jacked up. Because who would have ever thought Duke would have lost to Mercer or even Dayton beating in Ohio State? You know, plus, you know, we got a couple other upsets as well. You know, Harvard beating Cincinnati and Baylor pulling it out, beating Doug McDermott in the University of Creighton to advance to the Sweet 16. But before I go any further, definitely have a wonderful co-host tonight representing the city of Dayton and representing the Dayton Flyers as well. All the way from Dayton, Ohio, everybody go ahead and give it up for Miss TK.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Represent 937, where we say pop, not soda. Midwest, baby.
Now, Miss TK, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I got to admit, you did tell me that Dayton was going to upset Ohio State, and they were going to upset Syracuse. I don't know.
And I told you that they were going to beat Ohio State by 1 point. I should have bet you some money, because every time you bet me, you lose. I should have bet you some money.
Okay, all right. For the record, she did predict that Dayton was going to beat Ohio State. She was kind of iffy on the Syracuse game. We all thought Syracuse was going to beat them by a whole lot, but they didn't. So we're here right now with Dayton in the Sweet 16. Now, I know you've been doing a lot of bracketology yourself. I've been doing a lot of bracketology. What are your picks for, you know, between the games that's in the Sweet 16, like between Florida and UCLA? Who do you have?
I'm going Florida.
Okay, we're going Florida. Dayton and Stanford.
Now you know I'm going to pick Dayton. You already know. Why even ask that?
Anyway, we're going to go Virginia and Michigan State.
I'm going to go Michigan State.
That's where I'm going with the upset. I believe Virginia has something to prove. I think that's the upset alert right there. How about Iowa State and UConn?
I'm going to go with UConn.
Okay, we agree right there, UConn. Now, this is a good one. Arizona and San Diego State.
Now, see, this game is a toss-up. I feel like any one of them teams could win, but I'm going to go with San Diego.
Okay. Wow, man, this is a tough. We don't go back to that game. That's a toss-up game. Because both teams are good, both teams are athletic. They pretty much know each other out there in the West Coast. We're going to definitely go back to that game. Baylor and Wisconsin.
I'm going Wisconsin.
I'm going Baylor.
Of course you will, because you're a loser. Go ahead.
Okay, look. Baylor, they're tough defensively. They know how to grind it all out, and they always get under people's skin.
Wisconsin's offense is crazy. All five starters can easily score double digits. No problem. Offense is better than their defense. Period. I don't want to hear it. Move on. You're going to lose that one. You want to bet?
We'll bet right here, Game Strong, bet that Baylor will beat Wisconsin in convincing fashion.
And I'm glad we got witnesses, because you always try to act like them bets didn't happen. So now we got witnesses. So when I win again, because I'm on a winning streak, when I win again, I got witnesses.
Okay.
Can't deny it.
Okay. So the bet is Wisconsin is going to be Baylor?
Yes, sir.
We shall see. Definitely. When we tune in next week, I'll be more than happy to announce that your team.
And then when you lose, you got to wear Dayton Flyer stuff, and I got to take pictures and post them.
I don't know all of that. But anyway, we got Kentucky and Louisville. This is another tough game. Who do you have in this one?
Louisville.
I got Louisville, too. I think Kentucky luck runs out.
I don't think they got enough.
You know, as far as the freshmen is concerned, you know, the guys like Randall, Barnes twins, the luck runs out. Louisville's a tough team defensively all across the board, from the guard to the forwards to the bigs, and they have a great supporting cast. I just don't think Kentucky has enough. Tennessee and Michigan.
Well, you know, ain't no way on God's green earth I'm picking Michigan. I am from Ohio. That's like siding with the devil. So we will go to Tennessee.
Oh, man. So I got Tennessee in this one, too, because Tennessee is one of those sleeper teams that everybody just sleeps on, and they can surprise you at any given time, any given moment. They can score points in bunches. It doesn't matter who gets the job done. And, you know, between their guard play, they get a lot of steals, a lot of easy buckets, and then another tough team, just like Baylor, can get up under your skin and score points in a quick, fast, and a hurry.
Tennessee will surprise you. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people in this game.
Okay. So, and that's your Elite Eight. So, break that down from your Elite Eight to the Final Four.
All right, I got, hate to say it, I love my home team, but I do not think they will beat Florida in a matchup. So I'm going to go with Florida, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Louisville, my Final Four.
So you're going to go Florida,
mm-hmm.
Michigan State, Wisconsin,
yep.
And Louisville.
Final Four.
Okay. My Final Four, I have Louisville beating Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
So Louisville will advance. San Diego State beating Baylor. And I'm looking at this correctly because San Diego, Arizona, and we said we was going to go back to that game. I think San Diego State pulls it out by one. San Diego State playing Baylor. I'm going to go Baylor. So with Louisville, Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
UConn, Michigan State. This is a tough one. Good guard play. UConn has been there before.
That had nothing to do with it.
UConn has been there before.
And they ain't going back.
So one of the easiest picks I have throughout this whole tournament. Well, really can't even say that because Dayton's on upset alert.
Don't be trying to say the easiest pick. I felt that little jazz, but I need you to slow down, okay? Okay, I need you to slow down and talk about my Dayton Flyers now.
Look, you can only hang out with Cinderella but so long. After a while, teams start to gear in. They pay attention to you. Florida doesn't want to fall into this trap game, so I believe Florida comes out and crushes the hopes and the dreams of the Dayton Flyers. It's been real, though.
See, I said Florida will beat them, but I didn't say nothing about crushing them, hopes and dreams. Like, no, don't go there because we tough. We tough now. We tough now. I just feel like Florida will pull out in the end. But I do not think it's going to be a complete blowout, by no means. We tough. We got a good defense. We going to put on a show. Believe that.
That's true. You guys have a great continuity in your offense. Teams have it geared in on you guys because, you know, we looked at Dayton as who is Dayton.
Really?
Always considered as the little brother to the Ohio State. It's just, once again, you can only be with Cinderella but for so long. The luck runs out. I have Florida, UConn, Baylor, Louisville, Final Four.
You got two right.
What?
Florida and Louisville. That's it. The only two you got right.
Look, I got Louisville winning the whole thing.
I ain't asking about who's winning the whole thing. We talking about Final Four.
Final Four.
But, see, you know, you change up, so.
Look, this one, I mean, God knows how many brackets I filled out. My garbage can is filled with nothing but messed up brackets and X'd up brackets. Between Mercer and North Dakota State, they just completely jacked it all
nobody
up.
Nobody winning a billion.
Here's the crazy thing. After, the first round, after Mercer beat Duke, out of the 11 million people who submitted brackets for the $1 billion, after that Mercer game, only 6 people got it right.
Because people don't never anticipate the upset. You got to throw at least 2 upsets on your bracket. You have to. That's what March Madness is about. It's not about seeds. It's not about rankings. It's about who plays harder that particular game. So if you don't throw 2 or 3 upsets in your bracket, your bracket's trash. It's garbage. It's done.
Still, Mercer. The North Carolina-Ohio State game, that was crushing. But still, on timelines and, you know, sports topics everywhere, Mercer beats Duke.
I think Duke is overrated anyway. So I wasn't surprised. Everybody blow Duke up. Duke can be broken down just like any other team. I was not surprised. I had Mercer beating Duke.
No.
Yes.
You know, it's Duke, and they normally lose to the subpar teams, really. No, granted, overhyped.
Yes, they're extremely overhyped.
Kind of. It's Duke. So, no matter.
So even when you say Duke, it leaves a nasty taste in your mouth. Duke. They're overrated. I already knew they was going to win. I already knew Mercer was going to win. Duke didn't have enough. It's good. Let's move on.
Duke. For you Duke fans out there, as long as Coach K's coaching at Duke, you guys will always be relevant.
Sorry, not sorry.
Anyway. So, Final Four. My Final Four. Louisville, Baylor, UConn, Florida. That's it. And then
it's not right, but it's your pick.
Okay. Look, we shall see. And then when Baylor beats Wisconsin, because that's who you strongly still, you feel strong about that game.
Hmm, I do.
Wisconsin is going to beat Baylor.
Yeah, I do. I believe that.
I will have no problem coming on the show next week to let you know.
I'm giving you my props. That once again, TK was right on the money. Save me, baby.
Oh, you know what? We will see. And if Wisconsin beats Baylor, I will probably put it on the page, you know, on my Twitter, which, hey, matter of fact, right quick, everybody follow me on Twitter, at GameStrong3D, once again, GameStrong at 3D. You can like us on Facebook, GameStrong Sports Talk Show. I will proudly put it on both of those pages that TK, coming from Dayton, said that Wisconsin was going to be Baylor. Now, all this Dayton stuff, wearing all that, the shirts, and I don't even know what your mascot name is.
You can't never follow through with a bet. It's all right. It's all right. Just give me my props. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Dayton Flyers?
Yes, the Dayton Flyers.
Okay. Dayton Flyers.
Trade the haters. Yes, Dayton Flyers.
Okay, cool. In other news,
let's talk about this Bill Maher comment.
I've been hearing about this Bill Maher comment. And for those people that don't know what Bill Maher said, I believe you have the comment. Why don't you go ahead and read it for the public?
Bill Maher tweeted today that March Madness really is a stirring reminder of what America has been founded on, making tons of money off the labor of unpaid black people.
Oh. This is very, very scary. Very, 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 very touchy subject. Do I agree with the comments? 50% no and 50% yes. I believe young athletes don't understand the dynamic of college basketball. After you play elementary, middle school ball, I think the first time you step on a basketball court for your varsity team of high school, not, once again, varsity, not JV or freshman, but varsity, basketball officially has become a business to you. It's a business. Teams like you. Colleges like you. And
they will profit off of you.
Of course, because that's business. Now, that's where I agree. Now, I disagree with, black kids, no.
I mean, if it was only HBCUs and March Madness or something, I could kind of understand what you're saying, but white schools, white people of all races are part of March Madness. And a lot of these players wouldn't get the opportunity to go to school, so they're not paid, but they're getting a paid education, which at the end of the day, that's very expensive. Some of these colleges want $50,000 a year. Some kids wouldn't have the opportunity to go to school, let alone play for the school. So it's not like they're not getting anything from the deal. That's why I disagree with what he's saying. I mean, they're benefiting. They're getting an education. They're getting to play. And then from that opportunity, some of them actually get to go on to the league. So to me, it's a win-win. Is everybody trying to make a dollar? Of course. That's life. But are they slaves? No. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's taking it a little too deep for me.
Did he word it wrong?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. If you're a minority and you definitely we're taking it out of the context of black people, if you're Hispanic or any other race other than white, if you're of the minority, it just so happens that this sport is basically dominated by African Americans. So, of course, this makes it the touchy subject as it is. But this is where I agree with the comment. Now, everybody will say, oh, yeah, that's a knock against black people, and why would he say that? I kind of agree. The 50% that goes along with this comment is basketball is a business. Now, granted, when you're getting recruited to a school, every coach is supposed to present the educational tool, because what else is there for them to offer you? They can't offer you any money because technically that's illegal. But other than that, I mean, you got to go ahead and realize as an athlete that, hey, you're the reason why this coach of this university is getting X amount of dollars. And now, if it was like how it used to be, where you could get a kid a scholarship, and no matter if he gets hurt in college, he'll still be on scholarship for the rest of his duration of his, you know, collegiate career, it'll be different. But now, college kids, college athletes, your scholarship is good for 1 year. And after that 1 year, you have to renew that scholarship. For all you kids and parents that don't know, there are no such thing as complete four-year scholarships for kids that are athletes. If you're a kid playing collegiate sports at the Division I, Division II level, your scholarship is only good for 1 year. And after that 1 year, you come back into the office and you renew your scholarship again. Now, of course, they're supposed to present the educational piece. Yeah, you come to my school, not only will you play for my school, but you'll get this $200,000 education for free and food. So you don't have to eat top ramen three times a day.
But that within itself is an opportunity that a lot of kids, whether they're talented or not, don't get. So to sit up here and act like black people are a bunch of show monkeys for March Madness, to me, is ridiculous.
It's not that, because you look at schools like, for example, Kentucky. Hey, you come to my school, you get to go to the league. This is your chance. You come to my school for 1 year, I send X amount of players in 1 year to go to the school. Well, once you hear that part, you know, and you see it for yourself, do you really think about education? No. And coaches know that. And then mind you, granted, these are 18, 19-year-old kids. So when you first get to, you, especially as a college athlete, as a freshman, you're thinking about making an immediate impact on a team so you can go ahead and get to the next level as quick as you can.
I agree with that.
So.
But there again, you wouldn't have that opportunity to get to the next level if you didn't play college ball. So I don't think March Madness is exploiting black people.
It's not exploitation. It's a business.
Exactly. I agree. It's a business. Everybody's trying to make a dollar.
But at the same time, okay, let's just say, the thing about it is, I can be a great player for your team 1 year, and then if it's up to you, or if you get a better job somewhere else, the next guy that comes in might not necessarily like me on his team, and then I don't get my scholarship renewed. What about my education then? See, universities really don't care about that, you know? And that's always the question. Like, coaches can pick up and leave and commit to other schools or whatever and leave the student athletes, that's what we call them, in a ride. But a student athlete can't leave, or, you know, he has to stay committed to a school because, A, that's the rules. B, that's where he can probably get the education paid for. And that's how he's able to get everything done for himself.
Well, that's a part of life. You know, you have to deal with the pros and cons of every decision you make. You take advantage of the pros and you deal with the cons. That's life.
At what point does it help out the kids?
Because by hook or crook, they're getting an education. One way or another, they're either going to get an education, make it to the league, or both.
Okay. And that
benefits them.
If this is education, this is a question, not the education. How many collegiate basketball players are really going to? Now, granted, there are some that are there. You got the academic All-American. You got the guys that can balance it both out. But those guys that are coming in to college as a freshman saying, hey, I'm one and done. I'm in the gym.
But that's a choice that they made. Nobody's being forced to be a part of a college program. That's what I disagree with Bill Maher. We were forced to build up America. Now these are choices that African-American people are making on their own to be a part of a program, to be part of a business. So there's no forcing. There's nobody putting a gun to your head. These are choices that they are making.
Okay. And let me ask you a question, TK. You're a coach. You're a college coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your job.
A damn good one, too. Go ahead.
Your job is on the line. This is how you feed your kids. This is how you feed your family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a player for your university. I was highly recruited. You recruited me. I get hurt. Do I come back to your team next year?
It depends on the injury. Now, if it's something that you can quickly recuperate from, by all means, I will welcome you with open arms. But if you're done, I'm going to help you pack.
But what about my education?
No, because if you couldn't still go to the school, you know, financial aid, Sally Mae, hit her up. I'm looking for the next best thing.
So now, that's jacked up. So now I have to go in debt because I'm no longer what you feel.
Well, maybe you can go to a D2 school or JUCO. Maybe they'll take you. All's not lost. I just don't want you.
See, this is where we have the problem. I still want to get my education. My education, I don't have bad grades. I'm just hurt.
And I will help you fill out your financial aid papers.
Boy, boy, oh boy.
I have no problem helping
you
with that.
When you get that coaching job, you just make sure you when you just let me know.
Coaching kids, TK, baby.
That coaching job, I will not go to that university.
I wouldn't recruit you. Don't worry about it.
Fine,
you don't have
fine.
Enough talent to be on my team.
Here we go. Just like hey.
Don't hey, hold on. You don't start bringing up my city now. They ain't got nothing to do with this.
Oh, man. Everybody's game strong. Hey, before we go ahead to this musical interlude, I want to thank Shadow Worlds Network for definitely bringing you all Game Strong Sports Talk Show. Definitely listen to me every Monday night from 8 to 9, bringing you the best in sports topics and definitely bringing education as well. Also, we got some other wonderful shows here that's on this network as well. Every Friday night, we got the Every Man Talk Show. Go ahead, listen to them from 7 to 9. And then every Tuesday night, listen to the Every Woman Talk Show. And I believe that show comes on at 7, if I'm not mistaken. So definitely tune in to Tuesday night, Every Woman Talk Show. Every Man Talk Show on Friday night. A lot of education, positive people, great ideas to help out not only yourself, but your community as well. We're going to go right ahead, go into this musical interlude right quick, and when we come back, I have a wonderful, sensational kid coming from Concord, North Carolina. Superstar freshman Tyshawn Alexander. We're going to bring him here on the Game Cross Sports Talk Show. He's going to talk to y'all. We're going to ask him some questions and see what his view is on college sports. I know definitely he's been doing a whole lot of brackets as well, and see how he's doing in school and on the court. All right, that's this interlude.
Where you from, huh? That French bar to come to? What's that you claim? You don't know who you're messing with, man. I'm deep in the street. I slap people for fun.
That's what I do, man. You want to play rough? Huh? Okay.
You're messing with me, man.
I killed the sun.
Tyshawn on. Hey, once again, the Every Woman Talk Show every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and the Man Up Talk Show every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. You can also follow me on Twitter at GameStrong3D. Definitely follow me on Twitter. Show all lots of love. Like us on Facebook, the GameStrong Sports Talk Show. Interact with Father. We show a lot of love. And definitely all positive, man. Now, go ahead and bring you superstar freshman forward from Concord, North Carolina, my man, Tyshawn Alexander. Y'all give it up for him.
Thank you.
Hello?
Oh, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing there, Ty?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. My man, now let me, now, I know you're a big college basketball fan. Is your brackets messed up?
Yes, sir.
Who do you have winning it all?
I have Wichita State.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, definitely your bracket's all messed up, man. Who did you have Wichita State beating on your bracket?
Florida.
Okay, Florida. Well, you ain't messed up just as much. I mean, Florida hasn't been eliminated yet, but Wichita State, ah, man, I'm really sorry to hear that, man. I know you was disappointed when they lost.
Yeah, I sure was. But
it's all right, man. They'll be relevant next year sometime.
Yes,
but
sir.
Go ahead, Tyshawn. Why don't you let the GameStrong world know who you are, where you're from, what school you come from. Let the people know who you are, my man.
I'm actually from Charlotte, North Carolina. We moved down here to Concord. I attended the Concord High School. We had a pretty good season this year. Unfortunately, we lost to a very good team, and we only lost by 2 points. So it was actually a pretty good game. But everything was all fun because the high school team, everybody got into each other. Everybody played around. We had fun. And it was actually a pretty good season.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, you play multiple positions every game. What position do you enjoy playing the most and why?
Probably the 2 and the 3.
Okay. Now, is there any particular reason why you like playing the shooting guard in the small forward position?
One reason is that I like to have, like, probably like a shorter guard on me, so it's like easier to play in the post, or either I get the ball and I just rip through and just go straight to the hole.
Oh, wow. Now, getting the state and national attention so early in your high school career, only a freshman, how does that effect have on you? What effect does it have on you?
It really didn't have an effect. I just went out there and just played my game and didn't just realize all the attention and everything.
You being, you know, a major contributor to your team, pretty much a leader. I mean, some of those older guys, you know, depend on you to pull them through, you know, whether it's defensively or offensively. How do you handle that pressure and you're only just a freshman?
I just kind of just play through it and don't worry about some of the stuff that is going around. Just play your game.
Wow. Now, besides basketball, I understand you have a little brother. And you,
yes,
sir. And your little brother, I know you and your little brother are really close. Why don't you go ahead and talk about the relationship that you have between you and your little brother?
My little brother is like everything to me. I care about him a lot. I try to get him better. We play each other every day one-on-one. We talk. We have a lot of fun. Every day we usually talk about how he's doing, if he needs help on his work in school, what's going on. And sometimes in the gym, we always play against each other. So I can get him a little bit better and just work on his game.
Wow, and you know, how much younger is your brother than you?
He's 2 years apart. Me and him are 2 years apart.
Oh, wow, 2 years apart. So do you and your brother ever talk about you playing on the same high school team, possibly winning the championship, high school championship, going to the same college? Do y'all talk about have that conversation often?
Yes. We usually had a conversation about, like, if we'll play on the same AAU team or we'll ever play with each other so me and him can communicate, play with each other, and see how it goes. But I played with him probably at least about 12, maybe 13 games, and it was a lot of fun because I could tell that he was getting a lot better. He was actually focusing, not worrying about everything I was doing, not trying to do what I was doing, but he was actually doing his own thing and some of the stuff that we were working on.
Now, granted, I know coaches know that, you know, you and your little brother, do they make you go at your little brother or do they try to team you up? Do you like going at him, you know, playing against him? How is that relationship on the court? You know, are you guys competitive with each other or competitive against each other?
I probably have to go with each other because me and him are like eye to eye. Everything that he tried to do with me, he ended up trying to do what I try to do sometimes, but I'm trying to get him out of it. But he is like a very good basketball player. He gets everything from my dad, my mom, and me. Like the defensive side, he always looks at my mom and asks, what am I doing wrong? My mom always tell him to slide his feet and just play low, get on the balls of his toes. My dad, he usually motivates him. He gets him better. He talks to him and tell him what he's doing wrong so he can understand and fix it. And me, I usually just calm down. I just tell him to relax, just play your game, and just go out there and have fun.
Well, definitely. That's very good that, you know, you're going ahead and you're telling your little brother, you're helping your little brother, you know, understand and learn the game of basketball. I wish my brothers would have done that for me. They just bullied me around, pushed me around on the basketball court. But it's good that you definitely, you know, take your little brother under the wing, and I'm pretty sure you and your little brother will be in a lot of conversations as far as being a top players, not only in the state, but nationally. But, you know, with college basketball going around, do you have any college interests right now? Like, what's your top five schools that you're interested in right now?
My top five schools is I have to go with Louisville, Syracuse, Michigan State. Kentucky and Kansas.
Okay. Now I have to tell you this right now. My co-host, TK, she said she keeps saying she's crossing her fingers and closing her eyes saying she hope you go to Dayton. You want to put your bid in for Dayton right now?
I mean, I was wondering why he didn't say nothing about Dayton. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out. It's okay because me and him, we're going to talk on the radio show. You know, I'm recruiting to go to Dayton.
Okay, and you know what? If you can see her face right now, she is serious about Tyshawn going. Look,
I'm serious.
Okay.
It'd be good for him.
You, this is your time right now to go ahead, put your bid, sell him on Dayton right now.
All I gotta do is say Dayton Flyers. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
What else I gotta say?
Oh, okay. You know what? He's a freshman. He got plenty of time to work that out.
By the time he's senior, I've already put my input in, and I'm getting to go to Dayton. No problem. Now, Tyshawn, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
I know Trey asked you about peer pressure on the court. I want to know about off the court. How do you maintain your focus on the game with everything else going around? I know high school is a lot different from when I was in school. It's wild. So how do you stay focused and not get involved with all the foolishness that goes on at school, outside of school, the parties, everything that's going on? What do you do?
I actually just relax and don't worry about everything else. I go home, do my homework. After I do my homework, I try to go to a gym. I really don't care about parties and all that because I'm not really a party person. I know high school is like a big thing to everybody, like parties and all that, but I'm actually just going to stay the way I am and not do some of the stuff that they doing and just be the way I am, just a basketball player, and get better.
That's good. You sound very mature, and that's the type of mindset that you have to make it. So I'm very proud of you. I will say that. Now, you said something about homework, so let me know. How are your grades looking? Are you doing good in school?
Yes, ma'am. I have to because my mom and my dad, they always tell me, they always ask me, do you have homework? That's the first thing they say when I walk into the house. Do you have homework? And when they tell me that, I say yes. They just tell me to get it over with. Then we'll just do something later.
Well, that's good to hear. Education is very important because it will take you further in life than whoever will. So that's very good. And it sounds like your parents are very supportive of you, and I know you are blessed to have parents like that as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Ty, any other extracurricular activities you like to do outside of basketball? But I know do you play like an instrument or you tell jokes, you got a hidden talent that we all need to know about?
Me and my little brother, we play, we either go fishing or we play football. We always throw the football every time, almost every day we usually go outside, throw the football and talk about how the day is going. Are you doing real good? What do you have plans on doing this afternoon? Do you want to go somewhere? Do you just want to go to the gym, work out? But usually we just go outside and chill just a little bit and talk.
Oh, wow, definitely. So you're not only a basketball player, but you're a football player as well. What position can you play?
I play quarterback my 7th and 8th grade year.
My 7th and 8th grade year, okay. And now, just who's your favorite football team?
I probably have to go with Green Bay. I'm a Packers fan.
Ooh, you're a Packers fan?
Well, better than being a Cowboys fan, so I don't have nothing to say.
Look, we're not going to go into all that. Hey, the Packers is good. He's a hooper. So football, we don't really know that much about football anyway, my man. You're a hooper. We don't even charge that against you. She's a Bengals fan. Yeah.
What was that laugh for, Tasha? I heard that little chuckle.
Yeah. I know. Ty, you don't even have to answer that question, my man. Bengals fan. Enough said. Enough said.
Oh, y'all not going to be hating on my teams today.
Look, and I know everybody that's listening in his household all over Bengals. Anyway, we're going to ask this last question to my man. I know you're in the gym. You know, working out hard. You watch a lot of basketball, definitely. You're a student of the game. What player do you model your game after, and why do you pattern your game after that NBA player?
My role model is probably, I have to go with a mixture between LeBron and Carmelo because I saw the way that LeBron went up and down the court. When he gets a rebound, he goes to the hole and just get back on defense. Carmelo, he's kind of like a mixture between all. He can shoot. He has a post game. And some of the stuff that we work on in the gym, always practice on my free throws. I shoot at least about 500 jump shots probably a day. And I work on my post game just a little bit. Not really a lot, but just a little bit, just to get the feel of it and probably get a lot better if I have, like, a smaller guard on me.
Wow. Well, definitely, my man. You know, a lot of kids that a freshman clearly don't have that dedication and determination that you have, and that's probably one of the reasons why, you know, your stat lines are, you know, 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists as a freshman. And definitely as you, you know, you get older, you're definitely going to get stronger, and most importantly, you're going to get, you know, mentally tougher in the game of basketball, my man, and definitely you have a bright, bright future in this game, not only on the court, but off the court as well. Just go ahead, keep being an influence for not only your little brother, but the younger guys that look up to you as well, and keep doing your thing, my man. I know your parents is proud, and definitely we got to give a shout-out to your parents as well, the Alexander family. Thank you very much for raising this kid the right way. Ty, you got anything to say? I know you want to give a shout-out to all your homeboys, all your friends and stuff like that. You want to give a quick shout-out right quick?
I also would like to give a shout-out to my grandmother. I know she's listening, and my grandfather. I know they're listening, and some of the, like all my parents and everything from Sanford, everybody from Concord, some of the people from Charlotte. I'd like to give a shout out and say thank you for listening, and thanks for having me here.
No problem, my man, and definitely thank you. Thank you very, very much, man, and good luck to you and Hoops. Good luck to you and your career, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, with the little time that we have left, man, we know that Dayton's going to lose. Louisville's going to win.
Is real.
Baylor is going to beat Wisconsin. Who else? Michael Vick ends up going to the Jets. And Mark Sanchez ends up going to Philly, I believe. A lot of things going on in free agency, but a person asked me this question. Do I agree with superstars in the NBA teaming up to win championships? Yes, because what good does it do for your career to be oh so great and you have nothing to show for it? I think everybody wants to win at the same time. If you have to be at the right place and the right time to win that championship. So now do I agree with, you know, 3 or 4 superstars, you know, piling up to be on one team? Yeah, because if that's what you do in the video game.
I mean, if you have the opportunity to stack your team to win, who wouldn't? Is it fair? Huh? Maybe not. But everybody in the league, they want to win. So you're going to do whatever you have to do to win. So if that means I can stack my team, you better believe I'm going to stack my team, and I'm going to dog all y'all.
Now, you know, but here's the question that leaves. What about team loyalty? Like,
there's no loyalty in business. And that's what people have to understand. There's no loyalty in this game. People will get traded. People will get hurt. People will get left behind. That is the business of any professional sport. Doesn't matter what sport it is. At the end of the day, there's no loyalty. A player could want to stay there all day long, but if that team don't want him, he gone. So sometimes you have the choice and sometimes you don't have the choice.
But you saying that, I'm going to give you a tough question. And I want you, now you're a GM of this team.
Okay.
And you have Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade him now?
Sure would.
Wow, you are a cold-blooded person.
Icebox, baby.
Or you would trade Kobe Bryant?
I sure would.
Why?
Kobe old. Kobe old. When he run up and down the court, you can hear his knees crick, 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 cracking. He old. I don't want nothing to do with Kobe. Let me tell you something. If I can stack my team, if I can trade Kobe and get somebody younger, quicker, better, and it's going to last longer than Kobe, by all means. Bye, Kobe.
But Kobe is your franchise.
Kobe was my franchise. Just like LeBron was the Cavaliers franchise. Things change, baby. Go with the time. Go with the flow. When you old, you old.
So
I respect Kobe. I respect his career. Don't get me wrong. But all good things come to an end.
So you telling me you would just hack, like, shellac, get the pair of scissors out. You see Kobe Bryant's name and you, hey, Kobe, it's been real.
I sure would. If I could get somebody, one or two players that's younger, like I said, younger, more athletic, can give me that time, and is a good fit for everybody else on the team, you better believe Kobe would be one way. I'd give him his pink slip in a heartbeat. Wouldn't even think about it.
Wow.
My heart's rotten, baby. What can I say?
Oh, that's cold.
That's real. That's real. GMs make decisions like that every day.
That's cold. So, is, you know, I believe Kobe's, what, 35? 35.
Mm-hmm.
And was still, and before injury, you would still see Kobe Bryant. Would you keep him?
If he was on his A game, yes.
What about his B game? Because this is Kobe Bryant now. Kobe Bryant's C game is a lot of guys' A++ game.
But the thing about it is, how many years really does Kobe have left? Kobe wants to push it, but realistically, he don't have that much left. So why wouldn't I trade him? For as much money as he makes, I can get some decent players. And it's not a one-man show. You don't win championships with one man. You need a team. I need five people that's going to produce. I need five healthy people that's going to produce. What good are you to me if you're laying up in the hospital? You don't help me none.
Oh,
I can't
goodness.
Win a championship when you're in a wheelchair. I can't win a championship if you're on crutches. You do me no favors.
My goodness. Lakers fans, you heard it from TK.
Sure did.
Coming from Dayton, Ohio.
That's right.
Dayton Flyers fan.
Correct.
And Bengals fan.
That's
as
right.
Well, that she would trade Kobe Bryant.
I sure would.
The Black Mamba himself.
Gone.
Now, and since you, and I take it that you love your, it's good that you are loyal to your hometown teams. That means, are you a Cavaliers fan too?
Oh, no. No, no. No, I wasn't a Cavaliers fan when LeBron was playing.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You got some
sense. Of
you
course
know,
I got some
sense. You're not all bad. You're not all bad. Definitely, it's the odd time to go. But before I do, I just want to thank my co-host, TK. Thanks a lot for being here. You could have been anywhere else in the whole wide world, but you chose to be here with the Game Strong family. You got any final thoughts?
I just want to say thank you guys for having me. I enjoyed myself. I had fun. I want to wish Tyshawn best of luck on his future career and endeavors in basketball. I want to thank Trey, Game Strong, and Shadow Wars Network for having me. Thank you.
My final thoughts, hey, I want to thank the Extreme 24/7 Sports Debate for showing Game Strong a whole lot of love. It's one of the best open debate groups here on Facebook. Definitely my man Ricky always shows Game Strong some love. Thank y'all for definitely, you know, posting my topic, supporting the show. I know you guys are out there listening. Can't wait to have y'all on the show. And thank you all. Get on your grind. If you don't, someone else will get what you're trying to go ahead. Until next week, 8 o'clock. Everybody, take it easy.